There's a tree down that came down on a house. So we're just standing by here, keeping the road closed until...
The sound of emergency crews on the evening of October 12, 2006, as I drove through the start of the storm in Eggertsville.
There's just trees coming down between Red Main and Bailey.
Fire Safety Officer Jim Christopher is with the Eggertsville Hose Company. A number of roadways in the Amherst area were blocked off or closed to traffic, including major intersections such as Eggert and Main Street and Harlem Road.
Yeah,
the next morning in the city of Buffalo, it was one of the first major storm emergencies for the Brown administration.
Well, I can tell you that we have various city crews out trying to remove downed trees, plowing snow on main roads and secondaries.
And it was a similar situation across the community. Some roads were closed and blocked. Power was knocked out to thousands of Western New Yorkers, and a 105-mile stretch of the state thruway was shut down. It was an ice-style lake-effect snowstorm that paralyzed the area. Then-Governor George Pataki arrived to assist with a full review, assessing the damage, and declaring a state of emergency for the Buffalo region.
Where we stand right now is there are close to 380,000 customers in Western New York without power. That hasn't happened in New York State since the devastating ice storms that occurred about 10 years ago.
The October surprise dumped up to 2 feet of lake effect snow. National Weather Service meteorologist Chuck Tingley explained the situation for WBFO News.
Well, historically, for this time of year, we just broke every record we had. It's the most snow we've ever had this early.
October 12th actually started as a somewhat mild fall day with temperatures in the 50s. Many trees still had leaves on them. But as the day progressed, it turned rainy, windy, and much colder. And by that evening, the heavy, wet snow started to fall, and the extensive damage to trees began.
Every tree across the city was affected in one way or the other.
Andy Rabb now serves as Buffalo's Deputy Commissioner for Parks and Recreation. 10 years ago, he had left to work in New York City when the October storm hit Buffalo.
I remember being in New York City and seeing the pictures on the news, and then just called the Public Works Commissioner at the time to see if there was anything I could do to help, and then came back to Buffalo for a week to both make sure just my family was okay and to see what we could do to help with the unprecedented amount of damage to the trees across the city.
And since returning to Buffalo, Rabb has watched the long recovery of city trees that survived, a healing process that has literally taken years.
There were thousands of trees lost as a result of the October surprise. And to a certain degree, some trees we still see are succumbing to the ultimate decay issues, rot issues from large branches that were lost during that storm that made it up to this point, depending on species and other things. The trees that were needed to be removed from that storm didn't all just happen in the couple of years after the storm, although that's when most of them came down. There were lingering effects from that storm that we worked through.
Now, many of the trees have returned to full growth and strong shape. Rebuilding the tree stock has been a mission of ReTree of Western New York. That organization has planted more than 28,000 trees with a goal of 30,000.
You can't just look at it as just a tree planting effort. It's really engaging the community. You need, in order for street trees to make it, they're, most of them are in front of someone's house, right? Or they're out there. It's a tough place for a tree to live out on the street, so you need people to actually want them to happen.
Sitting at his city hall desk, Rabb reflected 10 years later on what's been replaced, what's healed, and the future of our trees.
Remember, trees are an investment in the future. You don't see the results of the tree plantings until decades later, hopefully, you know, 50 years later.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.